You're listening to SBS News.
From Olympian to lawyer and now to political hopeful, independent candidate Zali Steggall is challenging former Prime Minister Tony Abbott for the seat of Warringah, which he has held for 25 years. But first, she has ads like this from conservative lobby group Advance Australia to contend with.
Zali Steggall has a secret. She's not really independent. Steggall is working with Bill Shorten and Labor. Same union donors, same left-wing agenda. Higher taxes, a weaker economy, open borders. Shorten, Steggall. Two of a kind. Too risky for Warringah.
Ms Steggall says the messages put out against her are completely false. And, drawing on her professional experience in defamation law, she says it's now time to update electoral laws to prevent this from happening again.
It's directly false. It's completely directly opposite my stated position at every turn, and yet those ads are out there. For a lot of people, I mean, messaging that appears to be official or that is coming through, that there's a sense that surely you're not allowed to just officially lie. So it is that misunderstanding that there is actually currently no regulation and no provisions.
It is an offence under the Federal Electoral Act to distribute material that misleads voters on how to vote. It's also an offence to hand out unauthorised and anonymous material. But taking action on this is proving increasingly difficult. University of Sydney politics professor Rodney Smith says, as the law stands, there is no requirement for political advertisements to be truthful.
Broadly speaking, truth, misleadingness isn't covered by the election laws. And it's also very difficult to regulate. If you think about it, elections happen very, very quickly, you know, they're over within a matter of weeks. There are often claims that are made one day and disappear the next.
Recently, some communities in South Sydney woke to find a pamphlet demonising homosexuality in their mailboxes. Written in Chinese, Arabic and English, the pamphlet claims a vote for Labor would make their children homosexual. It even claims a Labor government would lead to children being taught how to masturbate at school. The flyers in question were distributed in Hurstville, a Sydney suburb with a significant Chinese-speaking population. Professor Smith says in-language advertisements like these are even harder to regulate.
Electoral material is being produced in a range of community languages. It's not always evident to people outside those communities, you know, what is being claimed. And also there are a number of new platforms, particularly social media platforms, that may be more or less inaccessible more broadly to the community or authorities who may want to keep an eye on them. So in some ways the proliferation of community languages, of significant communities in Australia, and the proliferation of social media makes it much harder to regulate.
And with concerns about just how to regulate this sort of material growing, it is quickly developing into a problem which could have an impact at the ballot box. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.